Voice of America, sisagaza sise Washington DC.
Walamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 22 Mabasa 2022 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
siyananzelela ukuthi ukhanya kulomsebenzi womuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye iBulawayo City Council isebenza indawonye le Minister of Transport and Infrastructure Development injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo lesifile kuyisinqumo esihle.
Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele ukusebenzisa izigidi ezidlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million.
Kanti ke idolobha lakoBulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu kulalokho okukhulunywayo lokho kuqanjwa bo 500,600,000 sikhuluma ngedolobha lamamiliyoni abantu. Ngakho-ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuzabuya kuphume kube yikho okukhona ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane zingathuthuki zihlale zinjalo.
Uhlelo lokubala kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namhla elizweni lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho. Kuwaza Friday liviki silomculi opheka njalo acule umdumo owehouse kanye lengoma zokholo uSimbarashe Godzai. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele usebenzisa izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million. Lolu hlelo ngolokusebenzelana kwekansili yaleli dolobho eyecity council logatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokutholwa kwabantu lempahla. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhlelo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2 i-ERRP2 lusungulwe nguhulumende ngemva kokunanzelela ukwehluleka kwamakhansili elizweni lonke ukuqhuba lomsebenzi. Umsekeli kameya wakoBulawayo uKhansila Mlando Ncube wamukele ngenjabulo uncedo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yaleli dolobho ethi kuzaphathisa kunhlelo abakade belazo.
Ikhansili ivele nje ilohlelo lolungisa imigwaqo edolobheni. Siyazi sibili zakhamizi zingabe zibona kani kalukho, kodwa hayi lukhona, siyazama indlela zonke. Ungakhayela kathesi uKami Road lona oqonde Kami Prison, ungakhayela west past that road. Even across the city we have community groups who are doing portal patching. Konke lokhu sikwenza, but i-challenge imali nje ezilutshwane esinazo njengekhansili.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association iBupra, uthi kuyisinqumo esihle ukuthi uhulumende angenele ekuvuseleleni imigwaqo.
Siyananzelela ukuthi ukhanya kulomsebenzi womuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye iBulawayo City Council isebenza indawonye le Minister of Transport and Infrastructure Development injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo lesifile kuyisinqumo esihle and kuyaletha intuthuko emzini wakoBulawayo. Sinanzelela ukuthi kuzenza ukuthi abantu bahambe kalula. Lokho kuyanceda futhi ukuthi njengoba vele iBulawayo City Council ingela mali, nga uhulumende engenele ubana emgwaqo ebengcono kwesi kukhangeleleyo. So ndenza khamisi yemukela lolu hlelo.
Umnumzana Mthabisi Ndlovu, isakhamizi sakoBulawayo, uthi imigwaqo eselizweni ayifanelanga ukuba ngeyelizwe elikhululekileyo.
Isimo semgwaqo sibi kabi. Ma sikhangela imigwaqo yethu yonke ifile kakhulu kuleli iside leMatabeleland. Asila mgwaqo okuthiwa lo right. Xa usiye enkaya umgwaqo wakhona ufile, i-strip tar lokhu yalungiswa ngabelungu kunini nini, singakazalwa lathi sesazisazalwa 45 years stilokho umgwaqo yakhona i-strip tar. Besifuna kakhulu ukuthi ngabe uhulumende yakhangela isimo semgwaqo.
Umnumzana Menelisi Gumede, esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi uhlelo lolu luhle sibili nxa imali ingasoze iphanjulwe.
Siyabonga uhlelo oluhle kangaka olokulungisa imigwaqo. Ungananzelela imigwaqo eminingi yethu songamaphotholo agcweleyo sokwenza ukuthi kube lezi ngozi emgwaqweni, akusahambeki lapha, le mota zethu bese zisifa kakhulu. Suspension yaphangisa ukuphela, amathaya aduka ngenxa yemgwaqo. Kodwa nxa uhlelo lolu selulontshiwe, sikhangelele ukuthi lusetshenziswe kahle, kungabi labantu abathatha izimali lezi bezisebenzise ngendlela engaqondanga. Kodwa konke kuhambe kuhle, kungabi le-corruption, kuzasincedisa imigwaqo yethu ibe right, lokusiza imiphefumulo yabantu abaningi.
Imigwaqo esifile koBulawayo ibikwa ingabe iyisilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini, i-75%, njalo ingalungiswa ngezigidi zamadola eMelika ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa, i-$700 million. Ngaphansi kohlelo lolu olufakwe nguhulumende olokulungisa imigwaqo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2, kukhangelelwe ukulungiswa imigwaqo elichumi ekupheleni kwalo nyaka. Imigwaqo le igoqela uNdaba, uCatherine Berry Drive, iNkulumane, Glenville, Lobengula Street, uChinamano, uNetherby, Rankini, Woodville Road, kanye leCowdrey Park, Hlalani Kuhle. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namuhla elizweni, lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho engasoze ibangele ukuncitshwa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe amathuba entuthuko alingana lezinye. OBulawayo uvame ukuphikisa impumela le, esithi inani labantu liphezulu kulalelo eliphunyiswa yilolu hlelo lwe-census. Abanye basola ukuqhatshwa kwabezomvikela labatsha bezanupf ngobuningi kulolu hlelo oluvame ukuqhutshwa izisebenzi zikahulumende ezigoqela ababalisi. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency, ZIMSTATS, eqhuba lolu hlelo ikhuthaza abantu ukubana bebalwe bonke lemuli zabo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uSthandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Evilela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Asisuthisekanga nakancane ngendlela lolu hlelo oluqhutshwa ngakhona, ngokuba luqhutshwa sengathi yi-military operation. Kanti lohlelo lokubala abantu, abantu akudingi ukuthi baze babalwe ngamasosha, babalwe ngama-CIA, babalwe ngamapholisa, kodwa bamele babalwe ngendlela vele okufanele kubalwe ngayo abantu okwenzeka umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngoba nxa ngabe kuluhlelo olubonakala lulamasosha kakhulu, lwenza abantu bethuke bacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona okunye okwenzakalayo, le mbuzo ezabe ibuzwa abantu baza kwehluleka ukuthi baza kwesaba ukuthi bayiphendule ngendlela efaneleyo, ngokuba becabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona ubunhlelo obuthile okunye okuthile okudingakalayo ukuthi bazakale ngakho, kanti ke yikubalwa kwabantu nje. Ngakho ke hayi, kasisuthisekanga luhlelo selusethusa abantu kulokuthi lubaphathe ngendlela njalo lubakhuthaze ngendlela efaneleyo.
Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kwande ukuba lokuphikisana ngenani labantu ikakhulu edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Kambe kathesi kuyini esingakubona kusenzakala? Njalo liyabona yini kule mpawu ezitshengisa ukuthi uhlelo lolu lungaqhutshwa ngemfanelo?
Vele kakuthembisa ukuthi abantu bazabalwa ngendlela efaneleyo. Kungathi kule njongo vele yokuthi kwezinye indawo kube labantu abalutshwane, ngivele ngokubona kwami kuza kwenziwa vele khona lokho, ngokuba kuyancedisa futhi kuma-constituencies. Nxa ngabe sekusabiwa ama-constituencies, ibandla elibusayo liyabe lifuna ukuthi indawo lezo ezisekela lona zibe labantu abaningi ukuze zibe lama-constituents amaningi. Kanti ke idolobha lakoBulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu kulalokho okukhulunywayo, lokho kuqanjwa bo 500 600,000 isikhuluma ngedolobha lamamiliyoni abantu. Ngakho ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuzabuya kuphume kube yikho kukhona, ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane zingathuthuki zihlale zinjalo. Kanti ke zeqembele ibusayo zibe labantu abaningi ukuze lithole ama-constituents amaningi, libe labantu abaningi ephalamende kulalokho eliyikho khona endaweni ezilula ukuthi zilisekele.
Lo ngumnumzana Evidlela Ncube, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loSthandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Ezinye inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lengcithi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi iZANU-PF ilakho kunqoba kukhetho oluzayo ingaqhubeka ithola inani lamavoti aphezulu ezigabeni lapho elosekelo khona. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute ithi lokhu kuvezwa yimpumela yokhetho olwedluleyo okugcizelelwe njalo yingcithi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Nomnumzana Nomeni Pinduka owekwalitshini le-Africa University yena ke oyithule impumela yocwaningo alwenzileyo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Yahluka mhlawumbe kwabanye abantu, nabo abantu sizabona ngokungefani. Uma i-Citizens Coalition for Change ingasebenza ngalendlela inyuse kakhulu amasokisi, njalo ibe nabantu abangayilekelela ngezinsiza zokulwa ukhetho, lapha ngikhuluma phecelezi ngama resources, amathuba ayo abukeka emaningi kakhulu, ngoba sizakhumbula ukuthi umsakazi into eyiyona ebeyingcindeze enkulu ukuthi iMDC ihluleke ukulwina ukhetho, kwaba yokuhlukana kwabaholi bayo, yikho lokho nje okwadala ukuthi sibone amandla ayo encipha uma singa bheka sisuka la eyaqala khona ukuncintisa okhethweni ngo-2000. Kodwa esikubona manje ukuza ndawonye kwabaholi ngaphansi kweqembu leli i-CCC, sibona ungathi kuzanikeza kuvuselele nomdlandla omkhulu kubantu akade belandela amaqembu aphikisa ikakhulu kuseyi-MDC. Izanu PF, uma sithanda ukubuka ngokwenza kwayo, iyenza okweqembu elethukileyo, ayizethembi. Engaso futhi ikwenze kunyuke kakhulu isimo sodlakela, ngoba yilo phela oluvamise vele ukuthi lubasize uma kusiza okhethweni, kube yilo olubalekelelayo ukutshala ukwesaba ebantwini bavote, hayi ngoba bevota bekhululekile ngenhliziyo zabo, kodwa bavote bevota besesimeni sokwesaba. Ngoba manje uma ulalelisisa lapha phansi, usiya ngezindawo ngezindawo, abantu bayakhala kakhulu.
Lo mnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa lapho ecingweni losithandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7. Owake waba ngumongameli wakwele Kenya, mnumzana Mwai Kibaki, waba ngumkhokheli welizwe kwesithathu ngemva kokuthola kwalelo lizwe uzibuse akasekho. UKibaki ubhubhe ngeseleminyaka engamashumi atobamunemunye, wabusa kusukisela ngomnyaka 2002 kusiya ku-2013. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta walelo lizwe nguye owazise ngemva kaKibaki namhlanje, emncoma wamagama ngemisebenzi yakhe emihle empilweni yakhe. UKibaki kodwa ukhunjulwa njalo ngodlakela olwaba khona elizweni lakhe ngemva kokhetho lomnyaka 2007, lapho ayencintisana laye kulolu khetho umkhokheli wobandla elaliphikisa uRaila Odinga. Waphikisa impumela yokunqoba kwakhe ukhetho esithi kube lokuqelebezela, kwagcina kubangela ukulwisana kwabasekeli bamabandla abo, lapho kwabulawa abantu abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1100. Kodwa wagcina inconywa umhlaba jikelele ngomnyaka 2010 ngokuloba utsha isisekelo sombuso welizwe esiqondisa ukubana umongameli kumele abuse okwamahlandla athile abesededela kumunye, okuyikho akwenzayo ngomnyaka ka-2013. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakala eZimbabwe, kugoqela uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olwe-census, ukukhuphuka kwentengo yesinkwa nokunye. Okwamanje wethu sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea liqhubeka liqakathekisa izikhali zohlobo lwama ballistic missiles phezu komvikela wesigaba lomhlaba jikelele. Kutsho isiphathamandla esibona ngeze-DPRK umnumzana Sung Kim. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eWashington, uKim uveze ukuba ele-DPRK selivivinye izikhali zama-ballistic missiles test ezilitshumi lantathu kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka ka-2022. Ezintathu zazo ngezenelisa ukufinyelela amanye amazwekazi ama-intercontinental missiles. Uhulumende wele-DPRK esebenzisa ingcosana yenotho yalelo lizwe ukwakha izikhali ezingekho emthethweni. Lanxa ubuyanga balelo lizwe buqhubeka busiya phambili, kutsho umphathintambo Kim. Ele-DPRK liyingozi kumvikela wesigaba. Ekuqhubekeni kokwephula izivumelwano ezimbalwa ezomanyano we-United Nations Security Council, eleMelika kunye labangani balo baphendule lesi sehlakalo ngemizamo yokwenqabela ingozi lokwehlisa izinga lobungcwethi bohlelo lokulolonga lezi zikhali. Ngasikhathi sinye kusetshenziswa inkulumo, konke kuyimizamo yokuba lesi sigaba ese-Korean Peninsula sibe singelazikhali ze-nuclear. Ngomabasa umanyano we-US Indo-Pacific Command wapha umlayo wokubheka ngeso lokhozi okwenzakala kulwandle lwe-Yellow Sea. Kwakhuthazwa amazwe angabangane leMelika ukuthi ahlale elimukile, ezimisele ukuthi kube lokuzivikela. Umanyano we-The Command watshengisela ubungcitshi bendizamtshina zempi eziphapha zivela emkhunjini elwandle lwe-Yellow Sea ukuze kubonakale ukuzinikela kweleMelika. Phezu kwalokho, eleMelika labika amanyathelo ambalwa azathathwa ukwenqabela ele-DPRK ukuthapha ulwazi lokusebenzisa ukulolonga ubungcwethi bokulungisisa izikhali lezi ezingekho emthethweni kulenhlanganiso labantu abafakelwa izijeziso zenotho. EleMelika lakhweza udaba lokudutshulwa kwama-ballistic missiles kumanyano we-United Nations Security Council. Lanxa eleRussia leleChina evimbe ukwethulwa kombiko emphakathini, eleMelika lisebenzelana lexuku elilokhu likhula ukulimukisa umhlaba ngokuziphatha buchapha kwele-DPRK. Kumele ele-DPRK liphiwe umlandu, kutsho umphathintambo uKim. Phezu kwakho konke lokhu, sifuna ukubeka mgceke ukuthi inkulumo kuphela yiyo emele yenziwe. Ufungile, asila moya omubi kwele-DPRK. Uhulumende lo uzimisele ukulalela izikhalazo zonke eze-DPRK, kukhulunyiswana ngazo ezilukhuni indaba, kodwa konke lokhu kungenzakala ngokukhulumisana kuphela.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders, uMandla Mpofu, uthi iqembu lakhe alingeke linqotshwe ngamanye xa lingadlala ngendlela elidlale ngayo ngosuku lokuthakazelela uzibuse, lapho elinqobe khona ele-Dynamos laphakamisa inkezo ye-Independence Trophy. Intethelezi ndaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lizavakatshela iqembu eliphethe isicucu se-league le-FC Platinum ngomgqibelo enkundleni emandaba, njalo uMpofu uthi abafana bakhe bengayithatha yonke imiklomelo yemithathu nxa bengadlala ngendlela abadlale ngayo ngomvulo.
Kukhuthaza abadlali bami ukuthi umdlalo esiwudlaleyo ngifuna sidlale idlabuzane ezade sidlale uDynamos silifake amagemini wonke abuyayo, ambone ukuthi kule team ngakwanisa ukuthi sihle. Ngifuna beqhubeke ngedlabuzane ade belalo uDynamos sisiya phambili njengole iviki njengoba ngomgqibelo siya ku-Platinum behambe beledlabuzane le-Dynamos.
Umdlali weqembu le-Highlanders uRaman Kutsanzira laye uthi indlela abadlale ngayo bedlala leqembu le-Dynamos ibachiye sebelokuzithemba.
le Dynamo siyazi nawe ukuthi kuba into enkulu kakhulu kuyasinikeza amandla yonke team ebuya esibili hayi kathi sinthembele esibili one game at a time sabe siloke swina sibili siphusha lati khona kuyathembisa sibili kuyathembisa
iqembu la Highlanders labadlala abambalwa abake badlalela iqembu le FC Platinum abavalisa yena uGutsanzira unqobe izitha masuku uJoel Nkotso kanye lomgadli ohlohle igoli elidale umehluko kumdlalo wenkezo ye Independence uStanley Ngala
igameplay FC Platinum as a former player ipressure ikhona but engawukhulumayo ukuthi iyafanana igame at the end of the day ibhola libhola asila pressure njengeteam sila ipressure njengeteam again but engawukhulumayo ukuthi si ready njengama players ya Highlanders si ready and sizayiphatha njengegame like sidlala amanye amateam
kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu lechickenini lizadlala lelebulawayo city ngaseluveve iqembu le-10x lizemukelele yada ngasesakuva iqembu le-harare city lizanqikelana lele-black rhinos ngase-national sports stadium kuthi ele-zpc cariba lizadlala lelenkezi platinum stars ngasenyamunga ngesonto iqembu le-crampton bullets lizadlala lele-herentals college ngasesakuva iqembu le-dynamos lizemukelele manyika diamonds ngase-national sports stadium iqembu lebulawayo Chiefs lizadlala lele wawa ngaseluveve kuthi ele triangle lizadibana lele Cape United ngasekipo ngimele Studio 7 ngokulawayo ngingujoseph njanji
Uwaza Friday kuliviki sinomculi opheka njalo acule umdumo we-house lengoma zokholo uSimbarashi Kodzai wazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula elithi Afrowave kumbe KOD yena ucula ekobulawayo asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda
U-Afrowave ulesiphiwo sokupheka nokuhlanganisa iziginci ezijiyeneyo ukuthi aphumele umculo ohlakazayo. Yikho nje abagcinezela ezomculo emazweni atshiyeneyo sebemcela ukuthi abaphekele imculo etshiyeneyo njalo. Khumbuza abalaleli ukuthi uSimba ngubani kwezomculo.
Mbezwa KOD kumbe Afrowave ngisebenzelani lapha obulawayo. Sengisebenze kwezomculo iminyaka edlula elichumi ngiqale ngisebenza lo muy uJoe Maseko House of Rising Sound
Afrowave phekela imculo yonke incedisa labanye abaculo
umculo ngiyazenzela njengoba ngishilo ukuthi I'm a producer and sound engineer ngiyazenzela mphinde ngenzela abantu abahlukileyo incedisa abaningi ikakhulu abayenza igospel recently kule album lika Pastor Barack eliphumile elithwa Mwavuma which is doing quite well on so many different platforms.
Imsebenzi ka KOD ikhwabithwe ngabama company ezomculo amaningi aphetheya. Sebemcela ukuthi abaphekele umculo.
Nowami umculo engiyenzayo ngiyenza umculo we-house music. Sebenzisana lenye i-record label elithiwa i-Series Producers elise-Portugal. Yile engisebenzisana lalo kakhulu. And then kulelinye se-South Africa elithiwa i-Black Diamond Music. Ngengakhipha lelithiwa i-Open Bar Music elise-New York. Maningi ama-projects. Kulelinye elithiwa i-Moving Deep. Eddie say UK.
abaningi bakhala ngokuthi imculo yabahlabeleli bakobulawayo ayithengwa. UKOT uthi isimo somnotho elizweni njalo bakhangelelwa phansi.
Ngelamali esayelayo uthi abantu benze ezinye izinto about him. Abantu bayadedela like ama artists obulawayo. Abababoni njengabantu. Maybe uthi industry yangkhona ilamali abantu bangkhona. Skatala imchove every day bachona besibona imchoveni igyami Twitter is KOD underscore worldwide, Instagram KOD underscore worldwide, Facebook KOD worldwide.
Usimbarashe Kodzai ule studio ngakibwe Gwabalanda lapho apheka imculo etshiyeneyo ephathisa labaculi abafuna ukugcindezela eyabo imculo. Nguye phela ku KOD odume ukuthi Afrowave ebesinayo kuhlelo woza woza Friday mpela sonto emnandikini lonke igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Ngehlukana isihloko othe sikhangela ezinye zezindaba ebezigokhela. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakubulawayo esiwonakele. Uhlelo lokubala kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka olwe-census lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho. Kuwoza Friday kuleviki besilomculi opheka njalo acole umdumo we-house lengoma zokholo uSimbarashe Kodzai. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah ngisithi libe lempela sonto elichukela, kodwa labo abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Zimbabwe. You're listening.